This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I just want to say something. We've got the best crew ever. I get so angry covering all this that I sometimes snap on air. Stuff has nothing to do with them. I'm like, where's my rainforest? It was over there. It's nothing to do with them. The cleaning crew puts it other places, and I leave stuff around like a pig, and it's all my fault. But, I mean, I've got to be honest. I'm not going to evacuate the United States, but they're coming after me. If Trump goes down, they're already coming after me. And to see the lawlessness and to hear from my reporters that the judge, Jackson, is laughing and cackling and just it is super arrogant and saying really mean things to Stone's lawyers, and just how they revel in the evil is like the added thing, and it makes me really angry. Those gals, and I've never seen you kind of, I don't want to say you're hot, but I can tell you're angry as well, and you're saying it's illegal as hell, and as the thing just gets more and more tyrannical and more and more out of control, where do you see all this going?
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why, Alex, I concentrate on trying to help people prepare as well as fight for your liberty. And, you know, I'm trying to analyze why is it that people get angry when I criticize Donald Trump on principle. And they know that I'm right. They know that he's failed to do something. Why do they get angry about it? And I think the real reason, as I've analyzed it, is that people don't want to face failure. They don't want to face the fact that we're losing. I mean, you can only give a certain amount of hope when you're up against the deep state as deep as Donald Trump is. And the evidence shows, for example, that all his successes are just temporary. For example, stopping the climate change or not signing the accord. That doesn't go into effect until after the 2020 election when they expect to have him out of office. It'll be undone at some point by some future president. And so it delays certain things, but it is not stopping and winning the deep state. I've criticized the Q phenomenon as a false disinformation campaign to keep up conservative hopes, false hopes about draining the swamp. And Donald Trump can't drain the swamp, but he can't tell who's in the swamp and who isn't in the swamp. He has no experience in conspiracy. He has no experience in understanding the deep state. And so what I'm saying is I'm afraid people have got a false illusion of hope that we're struggling with. And that's why they get angry at you when you have occasionally criticized you. It's not because we're anti-Trump. We desperately want Trump to do what's right. He just doesn't end up doing it most of the time, and so we're losing. And even if he were doing it all right, we may still not be able to overcome the deep state. It is so powerful. It is so evil and so powerful, and ultimately it's a satanic conspiracy, which has a great deal of power, a revelatory power, which directs their things. And they've got a lot in store for us. So what I'm saying is, don't count everything on Donald Trump. You must prepare for the takedown. You've got to prepare for relocation. You've got to prepare for war. Those things are coming. We're not going to be able to stop them.
You know, my gut's never wrong. And I think we're winning a lot of big things. A lot of the deep state's in trouble. But folks thinking we've got it in the bag is how we're going to lose.
Right. I mean, people should not underestimate, as he's pointing out, the scope and scale of the opposition. This is a reminder. You know, Roger Stone is one of the main people that was a key Trump advocate outside of the White House, outside of institutional power, warning him about people like this fake whistleblower.
They're trying to set me up with child porn. And I'm not trying to be a victim here. They've been trying to take my kids away. I mean, these people are evil, folks.
They have every institutional incentive to deplatform and destroy those people who are the most effective political advocates in terms of Democrats and Trump haters that are out there in the institutional press and in the political world and within the deep state apparatus. And so that's what the president faces. And I think what people tend to, even some of Trump supporters, underestimate is the scale and scope of that opposition.
That's right. Listen, Joel, come back soon and let's talk about solutions of what Trump needs to do. And is there time to turn this around? I think them seeing the impeachment officially initiated when people thought that was impossible, I think losing Kentucky governorship, losing the Virginia State House, I think a lot of conservatives are finally realizing that we are in the middle rounds. We haven't won this fight yet.
We're in deep trouble, and we need to really energize our forces. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I want to win, and I know we can win, and it's only admitting how much trouble we're in and maximum effort.
Yeah, you don't win by underestimating your adversary. You only win by if it...
We are running the Everything Must Go super sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. Myco's DX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, and this is a man's game, a man's world. And unfortunately, most men are sitting there like nothing's going on. It's all about their golf game or getting their course waxed. A free, open society based on liberty and independence in the individual and private property and the family and a Christian ethos is what allowed this wonderland, okay, for people that want to work hard and play hard. And like opening a door on a spaceship, all the atmosphere is going out, folks. And Trump was, when Hillary was about to come in, they were overestimating. They thought she was invincible. They had a huge election fraud. And Trump's landslide was so mega massive. All the internal numbers show, and later came out, the polls were fake. He had like a 15-point lead with voters or more, that their wall, their seawall of fraud was not high enough to stop the huge wave, but the wave barely went over. And that's why I'm saying, when I get up here, I say, oh, Trump's awesome. Oh, great things are happening. Oh, we're going to indict them. Oh, we're kicking their ass. Everybody loves it. Listenership explodes. And, you know, that's good to be positive. And we are on one foot winning the fight. We've come from totally asleep to waking up and getting in a fight and winning a few rounds. But the enemy has now been roused to their full attack. And I mean, believe me, I'm not just somebody here on the internet being left alone for what I've done. They're coming after me. Okay. So I know how serious it is, and I know how much scum they've got working for them. And then them threatening everybody. All the media is being told, you don't mention who the judge is putting on the jury. That's tampering. Oh, really? Well, he'll put Hillary in there. I won't say anything if you put her in there. You know, no, we are going to tell the truth. This is America. And you can make the whole 300 joke about they come and say surrender. They go, surrender. This is Sparta. Are we men or are we mice? What the hell have we become, ladies and gentlemen? And I know our audience is hardcore. And you get a lot of you are pissed at Trump because he can't do more. He's completely surrounded by liars. I've got a great crew. I've got the best crew I've had in 25 years. And they bust their ass. And I get exhausted. I make mistakes. I do things. A lot of the times, it's my fault things don't go the right way. But if they were just 5% against me and just halfway not doing what I said, this place would fall apart like that. So Trump is awesome, but he's not a miracle maker, and he's surrounded by enemies. I don't know how he's done this much.
I mean, I think if anything, he's slightly underestimated the scale and scope of his opposition. I mean, the deep state, administrative state, dual state, whatever language or lingo or phrase you want to use, has grown and has entrenched itself at a completely different level. To where where you can have someone who has deep Obama ties, deep state ties, can go into a jury trial and say they have no bias in a case where...
In the most political trial in 100 years.
Exactly. And it's like, what the? That doesn't sound accurate. So even if they mean the best, it just shows a degree of insolence, a degree of disconnectedness.
Insolence.
Exactly. And combined with arrogance. They are so used... I mean, when you have 30-year-old kids who think they can take out the President of the United States, it tells you who've never been elected to anything in their lives... just because they got a Yale degree, it tells you the nature of what you're dealing with.
Oh, we're dealing with just hubris.
Complete hubris. And people who have disrespect for democracy, disrespect for the rule of law, disrespect for the established principles that made American freedom and liberty the uniqueness that it is. And that's why the president is a bulwark against all of it. But no one should underestimate the degree, the scale, the scope, the severity of the institutional opposition to.
I've tried to think about that date, 362 days out.
Less than a year.
When gut level, Trump's losing right now. Look, the enemy's coming at him, everything they got. Because so many people are like asleep. They think everything's fine. What are they going to do when he loses that election? Or what are they going to do when they vote to remove him this December? What are you going to do?
People need to be vigilant now and vigilant throughout because that's the only thing that's going to keep them alive. There's been past examples of populist political officials getting elected and the political establishment going after them. People ranging from, you know, Huey Long to Bookie Turner to Big Jim Folsom, all of them faced major efforts by the media to take them out, major impeachment efforts, major efforts to criminalize their behavior in ways that had never been considered criminal before. So this degree of there is a roadmap and there is a template and there is a past that is prologue for what's going to happen to Trump. The key in all of those cases was that it was his audience and his base sticking with him and being vigilant and being vocal about
and realizing how dangerous it is.
Absolutely. Exactly.
This is not in the bag. I cannot stress that enough.
Exactly. You have to use democratic means to fight back against the efforts to undermine and corrode.
Just like that woman who we need to get her on, who went in and screamed at Beto so eloquently, he quit that day.
Yeah, exactly.
We need women particularly. There's an archetype to that. When the women get active, that's why Hillary's tried to harness them. She hasn't been able to. We need women to get out there and attack, too.
Yes, exactly. People just need to engage the political process, stand up for their rights, expose the system for what it is, and participate in the political process with free speech and free press to keep the light of liberty alive in the United States, which the president is carrying as well as anyone has in American legal history or political history, but he faces a degree of institutionalized opposition like no president in American history. This deep state didn't exist when George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or Andrew Jackson or Abraham Lincoln was there. It just developed post-World War II, and it's at its deepest level. These are people who are shocked that the president thinks he can dictate foreign policy that he was elected to control.
And look at the shadow intimidation. I talked to a lot of members of the press last night today, probably 8 or 9. They're all like, we can't come on today now. The judge is really mad, and you know they're saying we can get arrested if we talk about the jury selection. And I'm like, it's a Supreme Court ruling. I didn't just call Barnes. I called 2 other lawyers. I looked it up. I found the same Supreme Court ruling. This is horse manure. But just everyone just, let me tell you, I'm not doing it. Barnes isn't doing it. Owen Schroyer isn't backing down. This place is not backing down. But we're also not going to sit here and tell you that, oh, Q says everything's fine. BS, man.
It's being realistic about the degree of opposition while being optimistic about the ability of the American people to rally for freedom as they have for 200 plus years. So the both things can coexist. And it's
well, I used to wonder why Ann Coulter gets so critical of Trump. She's smart. She's trying to get him to do more and stand up and fight back. And I saw people today going, look, Drudge is showing that Trump's losing, that they just lost elections. People need to know we just lost Kentucky and Virginia, damn it. We need to know the enemy's coming over the top to rally people and kick their ass. Well, how do you think you win wars? You don't do it declaring victory. You do it winning.
No doubt about that.
I mean, people can't feel what's happening. It's huge.
Right. Oh, yeah, no question. And people have to understand. I think what people really wanted to believe, a lot of the Q followers really wanted to believe that the elected head of the executive branch had true control over the executive branch. And I understand why they wanted to believe it is what they're taught in civics books version of American politics and power. That little, you know, the bill goes to Washington, little ad they used to do.
But if your people aren't rolling in the right direction, you don't have control.
Right. And the reality is that was not the case. When I was in D.C., told everybody in town at the time of the inauguration, the president's greatest threat is this town, the institutional influence of this town, the institutional connections of this town. They hate him. And they'll leverage all of their power to do so because they don't believe in the rule of law.
But it's all about them getting in little secret committee rooms and kissing each other's asses and carving up and selling off the country. These are the biggest group of fops and sycophants and unaccomplished people ever. But that makes them dangerous because they went through their Ivy League snot noses, believe they own us. Do you understand that?
No doubt about it. They're the kind of people who learn their politics from the Yale Political Union that I used to be a member of. And those were backdoor meetings. It's a Stasi-style mentality, Soviet-style mindset that is not American in its orientation.
It's sycophantic, un-American, new royalty.
No bad doubt about it. It's the old definition of the court system, which was the court system came, that word and phrase came from when the royal family got together to decide people's lives.
And that would be the court intrigue.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what tyranny is. It's in a communist system or anything. Yeah. It's a court.
Yeah, exactly.
Courtiers.
Right, no, exactly. People who are, the word courtier is attached and associated with corruption for a reason. And the reason.
And then all the little sub minions have little courtiers to them.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way down to the.
It's very anti-democratic. It's very anti-truth. It's very anti-freedom.
It's against merit.
Absolutely. It's against all the fundamental freedoms from the Enlightenment to America that define the revolution of ideas that made America the country that it is.
And it all flows from the fetid rear end of the royal system, which is now the Democratic Party and the leftists that hand out the tutelage and the baronage and the and you know, the land and the goodies to all their minions and the dole. It's just all back to that. Thank you, Robert Barnes. Great job. You'll be back with us in the studio tomorrow. So much more on the other shows. I'm telling you, Mike Adams is always breaking bombshells. He has gigantic 5G news, the biggest 5G news ever, and the open declaration of war by the UN, calling for billions of humans to be killed. It's all out in the open.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
We wake up in the morning and the light is...
We are here on the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, continuing. Thank you for joining me, Mike Adams. I've got big breaking news today. I know there's so much happening today. Owen Schroyer is live in D.C. covering the Roger Stone trial and the rigged jury, the rigged, broken system of justice that looks already predetermined to throw Roger in prison. Don't miss his show coming up, War Room, at 1 hour from now, or 45 minutes from now, I should say. There's a lot breaking today. I've got breaking news for you today on a mechanism, a new bombshell study. Well, I should say we discovered it, this study, recently. The study has been out for a little while, but this study explains the mechanism of why people are being driven insane by 5G networks and how 5G has been weaponized to literally cause neurological changes and cellular changes and causing psychiatric disorders across our population. Now, if you're wondering why are people going insane across our country, especially, have you noticed, it tends to be those who have two things in common. Number one, they live in cities where the 5G networks are being rolled out, so they have all of this exposure. But secondly, they avoid nutritional supplements because it turns out, and this is part of the big news here today, it's nutrition that blocks these toxic effects of 5G radiation and what it does to the human body. So remember these two points. If you live in a city where there's 5G, you can help defend yourself against those effects using nutrition and superfoods and supplements. And that's part of the reason why people who take good nutrition do not exhibit the same psychiatric disorders and the madness and even the Trump derangement syndrome that we're seeing now across leftists who live in cities and who reject nutrition. Now, the paper in question is by author Martin Paul. It's called Wi-Fi is an Important Threat to Human Health. It was published in the journal Environmental Research. This paper, which I've studied now in some detail, talks about the production of what are called peroxynitrites. Now, peroxynitrites are generated under the skin in the body upon exposure to Wi-Fi, 5G, and other EMF fields. And what happens with this, these peroxynitrites are toxic to various cells in your body, including neurological cells. And this toxicity is achieved in part through a process called, quote, voltage-gated ion channels. Now, I'm not going to get too geeky on you here, but I do want to explain this because I don't think this term has ever been discussed before on InfoWars or even Natural News. We haven't even written about this yet. I'm going to, but I haven't written about it yet. Here's the deal. You have ions in your body, you know, electrolytes, right? So there are ions of potassium and ions of calcium, ions of fluoride, even, for example, that are in your body. And the movement of these ions in and out of your cell walls is absolutely crucial for you to maintain proper brain function, neurological function, proper cell hydration, the removal of cellular waste products from, you know, cellular physiology, and so on. Well, what happens is when you are exposed to voltage that comes to your skin out of the air, i.e. from 5G networks or Wi-Fi or mobile phones, but 5G is the worst because it is a directional beam that targets you specifically, and it has very high energy density in that narrow beam. It's kind of like a laser beam almost that focuses on you and your phone from you to the tower. It's like a little narrow, like a lighthouse with a light beam, except, of course, it's not visible light. But this creates voltage, literal voltage, electrical voltage in your skin. This change in voltage causes ions that don't belong in your cells to be forced into your cells, specifically calcium ions. What you get then is calcium ion poisoning in the cells of your body. Now, calcium, you know, it's a mineral that you need in the proper amounts. Calcium is crucial for neurological function. Calcium is crucial for heart function. It's not just for your bones. Calcium is part of the mechanism of every cell functioning. Excuse me. It's part of the mechanism of cells moving water in and out. If you get too much calcium in your cells, then it becomes toxic. Just like if you get too much chloride in your cells, it's toxic. It's all about the right balance. But what 5G does is it changes the balance. It puts too much calcium in, and then you start getting poisoning. And what happens when you poison brain cells and you poison neurology with this voltage-gated ion channel, the channeling of calcium ions into your cells? You get mass mental illness, and this is what has come out in the paper. It lists at least 7 different things that happen to human beings, and one of them is, quote, neuropsychiatric effects. So neurological or neuropsychiatric effects is due to this voltage-gated calcium channel, and it's pushing calcium into the neurotransmitters in your nervous system. And as it says in the report, calcium regulates the synaptic structure and function of your neurology, and when that goes into imbalance, you get mass mental illness. That's exactly what happens. And so when you look at people who now live in the cities and you wonder, how is it that these radical leftists are totally insane? And they hate Alex Jones selling nutritional products at InfoWarsStore.com. They say nutrition is bad. They won't take nutrition, but they're using their 5G devices. So what's happening to them? They're being poisoned through this voltage-regulated calcium channel. The calcium ions being pushed into their brain cells, but they don't have the protection of superfoods and supplements, excuse me, and nutrients that can help protect your body from these toxic effects. So that's when they become mentally ill. But it's not just psychiatric effects that are involved in this. It's also infertility, elevated spontaneous abortions, and lowered libido. So this is another primary effect of 5G, which is the depopulation effect. And understand, I'm going to cover this too. You saw yesterday the big announcement from 11,000 scientists signing on to a paper that essentially argues that billions of humans need to be eliminated from our planet. How are they going to achieve that? Well, this Wi-Fi paper, this EMF paper that also applies to 5G, this explains the mechanism. The 5G network is a weapon system. It is a depopulation system. And in addition to driving you insane and causing psychiatric disorders, which leads to the mass psychiatric drugging of the population, with antidepressants and so on, they're also causing spontaneous abortions, which is exactly what these climate scientists want to achieve. They say there are too many humans. They want to eliminate about 6 billion people, maybe a little bit more. Some of them think that they need to eliminate, 90-plus percent of the human population. Well, how to do that? 5G networks. Get everybody on psychiatric drugs. Drive everybody insane. Cause the collapse of society. And you notice what we're seeing in America today, the collapse of rationality, the collapse of reason, the collapse of law and order, due process. The court systems are rigged, and you can't even argue logic anymore. It's an attack on the very human mind, the ability to think, the ability to speak, the ability to even function as a human being with a functioning brain that isn't diseased. That is what's under attack, and they're doing it all through 5G. And the secret to defending yourself against this is nutrition. It is nutrition. And I'll talk about that after this break, how certain foods and superfoods and supplements can in fact stop this inflammatory or the pro-oxidation, pro-inflammation effect throughout the body and protect all of your cells against the toxicity of EMF exposure. We'll talk about that when we return here on the Alex Jones Show.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTree Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
I'm going to give you some good news in this segment. You're watching the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams here. You know I am a nutritionist and a health scientist. I run a mass spec laboratory dealing with food contamination and so on. And in the previous segment, we talked about how 5G exposure, Wi-Fi and EMF exposure, causes the production of what are called peroxynitrites in your body, which are pro-inflammation chemicals that are also part of this phenomenon where EMF exposure causes a voltage increase under your skin, causing your cells to be poisoned through voltage-gated ion passage or calcium channel movement throughout your body, in your cells, your neurological cells, skin cells, and so on. But the good news is that there are ways to defend yourself against these things. And in years past, I've spoken about how to protect your body from all of these pollutants that are in our food supply, the pollutants that are falling out of the air through chemtrails and geoengineering. How do you do this? There are ways to do it. For example, aluminum is toxic to human neurology, and aluminum is found in many foods and many supplements, over-the-counter painkillers and pills and things like that. Even some baking soda products from the grocery store, you can get high aluminum. Certain detox products may contain high aluminum. So how do you deal with aluminum? Well, it turns out that you can use, for example, silica. Silica binds with aluminum in your blood, and it forms what are called hydroxyaluminosilicates, which are then removed by your kidneys, and you just urinate them out. Where do you get silica? Horsetail herb, for example. So horsetail is a natural source of silica. I've also spoken about licorice root. So licorice root protects your liver from alcohol-induced damage and acetaminophen damage, which is Tylenol, the over-the-counter painkiller. Now, if you consume alcohol and Tylenol together, you will cause permanent liver damage. And there are over 10,000 people every year in America who are severely damaged. They have permanent liver damage from that combination of painkillers and alcohol. Well, guess what? Licorice root contains a molecule called glycyrrhizin, which protects your liver cells from alcohol-induced damage. And if you drink any alcohol at all, I don't care if it's on a Friday night, a party, a wedding, you're just hanging out, I don't care if you start drinking at 9 a.m., you should be taking licorice root to protect your liver. You will be far healthier as a result. And by the way, alcohol, certain types of alcohol in moderate consumption actually have health benefits, such as wine, for example. That's also proven out in the science. But you should protect your liver using licorice root extract. Now, I don't even know if InfoWars Store has a licorice root product. Maybe they'll work on one if they don't have one. I don't even know if they do. I'm not, an employee of InfoWars, so it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, as a general principle, licorice root can protect your liver from alcohol damage. Now then, let's get to 5G. How do you protect yourself from 5G when it's causing this voltage gating and this calcium poisoning throughout your body? Well, see, it's also causing inflammation through free radical production, which means that you need antioxidants in your body that can counteract the free radicals that cause cellular damage after exposure to 5G voltage, which is what happens anytime you're swept with a 5G beam. Remember, these are beams that are sweeping across you as you move around in a city where there's 5G telecommunications operating. So it is not an exaggeration at all to state that things like vitamin C can help prevent cellular damage caused by the peroxynitrite production and the pro-inflammation production of 5G exposure. In other words, certain supplements and nutrients can help protect your body from the toxic effects of being exposed to Wi-Fi, EMF, 5G, the smart meters, and what they're broadcasting, mobile devices, and so on. And now we understand the mechanism of how that happens. So this also explains, again, why people who take supplements have better neurological function. Their brains are protected. Now, personally, I strongly recommend, for example, turmeric for neuroprotective properties, but turmeric is not known as a strong antioxidant. Vitamin C is a strong antioxidant, and there are many other antioxidants. Many of them come from fruits. For example, blueberries are loaded with them. Red raspberries are loaded with them. You know, lemons and oranges and limes and all these things, and also many different extracts that come from herbs and fruits and things like that. Camu camu, superfruit, is loaded with antioxidants. The bottom line is the more nutrition you have, oh, and astaxanthin as well, other things like that. The more nutrition you have, the better you're going to be protected against 5G. And this is why, you know, you think about it, InfoWarsStore.com offers nutritional products that help protect you against the threats from the world. You probably didn't know that some of these may be able to help protect you against 5G exposure as well. And that's actually really exciting news. That's really good news. And it probably explains why you feel like if you live in a city and you're surrounded by crazy people, you realize, gosh, you're the only sane person in this group. Why is everybody else crazy? Because they're not taking the vitamin C or the supplements. They are literally being poisoned by 5G. So nutrition is an essential component for patriots, anybody who wants to maintain your sanity. and not dive into the mass mental illness that's characterized by Trump derangement syndrome and other things. Why are leftists going insane? Antifa, the violence, the psychiatric disorders, the mass mental illness, it is being induced. It's induced by the pollution and the heavy metals in the food supply and the pharmaceuticals that are just inundating everything, including the public water supplies and the pesticides and the herbicides in the foods as well. The food is toxic. The medicine is toxic. The skies are being made toxic by globalists with their chemtrailing and their geoengineering and their stratospheric aerosol injection experiments to dim the sun. And this is all being done deliberately. That's the thing. Deliberately to dumb you down, to drive humanity insane, to cause spontaneous outbursts of violence and perhaps civil war, to make everybody crazy, so that then they can be molded by CNN and the false narratives and the lies, so that they don't even recognize rationality anymore. If they take your brain away, then how can you function in a society? How can we even have a civil society when you're under assault through all of these vectors simultaneously, and they're adding 5G to it as well? And you can bet they're going to up the ante on this. They're going to roll out more 5G towers, have more devices, you know, the Internet of Things. There are going to be 5G beams to everything in your home if you're foolish enough to fill your house with devices that talk to the 5G towers. You know, an Amazon Echo device, a video cameras, doorbells, you know, anything in your home that has a 5G antenna in it is broadcasting a beam, which means even while you're sleeping, you may be damaging your brain and making yourself mentally ill unless you have sufficient protection from antioxidants such as simple vitamin C. I mean, it really is simple to protect yourself from this, so you don't necessarily have to move out of the city, but you do have to take precautions to protect yourself, and this is how it's done. We now understand the mechanisms of how this is happening. But one of the keys is when you're taking supplements, you've got to make sure they're clean. And I know, I've tested quite a lot of the InfoWars products, and they're all super clean. They formulate with extreme care about the ingredients, and so do I. That's what I specialize in, by the way. And the reason that's important is because if you go to Amazon, the Wall Street Journal did a big story on Amazon. I think it was over 4,000 toxic and illegal products sold on Amazon, many of them nutritional supplements, loaded with lead and aluminum and toxic substances, some of them banned by the FDA, some of them exposing children to toxic levels of lead. That's Amazon.com. If you want to poison yourself with bad nutrition, shop at Amazon.com. Yeah, you can quote me on that because I have the lab test to prove it. I've already done the lab test on Amazon stuff. It's highly toxic. You want clean products? Clean products that really work, that boost your nutrition and help protect you? Go to InfoWarsStore.com. That's where you find that. And I can actually show that proof as well. I've done the test on ICP-MS, triple quad mass spec time of flight systems, you name it. I've done the testing. I actually run a science lab, so I know exactly what I'm talking about. We're ISO accredited. Nobody else in the industry does as much testing as I do on all these products. So take this seriously. You can defend yourself. You live in a toxic world, but there are solutions that can work to help you. And those solutions are readily available, and you can support this network at the same time. And no, I wasn't paid to say any of this. This is just what's breaking news right now. I'll be back after this break with much more.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
War has been declared on humanity by the climate lunatics, these so-called scientists. 11,000 of them have reportedly signed on to a paper, a demand, really, published in the journal Bioscience. It's called World Scientists Warning of a Climate Emergency. And essentially, they're calling for the mass extermination of the majority of the human population in order to, quote, save the planet from humans. Now, I'm going to go through some of the points of this incredibly alarmist paper and debunk them right here on the Alex Jones Show. It's not difficult to debunk them. They make enormous mistakes right from the start. First of all, they claim carbon dioxide is a poison, a pollutant that's destroying the climate. Carbon dioxide, of course, is the greening nutrient for all plants. And you need CO2 to grow food. You need CO2 to support food crops, rainforest, reforestation, grasses, you know, herbs, everything. How do you even grow all the soybeans that the globalists want to grow so they can feed you fake meat soy burgers? How do you even grow that? Well, you got to have CO2. But they're at war with CO2. They say CO2 is bad, which means that there are 11,000 scientists who signed this paper who do not understand photosynthesis, which I learned in the 10th grade, by the way, in the 10th grade science class. Yeah, we learned about photosynthesis. Well, apparently today's scientists have forgotten all about it. But they are determined to kill you, to kill all of you. I mean, look, They're demanding that governments kill off billions of humans, essentially. Now, democide is the term that describes government mass death. And according to University of Hawaii research that was published a couple of years ago, governments have killed 262 million people in the last century and a half or so. I mean, that's a quarter of a billion people have been killed by governments. That's, you know, the Nazis, it's Pol Pot, it's the communist revolution, it's the Stalinist purge, all these things. You put them all together, it's a quarter of a billion people, more actually, 262 million. Well, today's climate science lunatics demand far more deaths than just a quarter of a billion. They want to eliminate 6 billion people. I mean, the Holocaust of World War II was 6 million people, right? That's the historical record. 6 million Jews marched into gas chambers and concentration camps and exterminated because of who they were. Well, now the climate scientists want to exterminate 1,000 times more people, 6 billion people, because of who you are, because they say it's bad to be human. They even mentioned that directly in the paper. They say humans are bad, essentially, and livestock are bad. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but this is what they say. They say, well, greenhouse emissions are rising. It's because there's too many people. And because there's so many people and so many livestock, they say, and people are riding on airplanes and producing too much CO2, they say, the planet's going to be destroyed if we don't do something. It's an emergency. It's going to be a catastrophe, they say. But again, who's riding in the planes the most? It's the globalists who are calling for climate change. It's the Hollywood celebrities like Leonardo DiCaprio claims to be so concerned about the planet while he's on his private jet producing 10 times the CO2, actually more like 100 times the CO2 of somebody on a regular commercial jet. It's Al Gore who produces all just hot air from speaking. Never mind the CO2. That's what these people do. But these scientists say that that's bad. And they say they have to remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Well, if you remove carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, how are plants supposed to grow? How are you going to grow the soy burger soybeans without CO2, right? And plus, on top of this, don't forget that Bill Gates is funding the ScopeX project, which aims to pollute the stratosphere with the help of Harvard scientists, probably some of the same lunatics who signed this paper. They want to pollute the skies and block the sun. So wait a second. They're going to take the carbon dioxide out of the air and they're going to block the sun. And yet plants need carbon dioxide and sunlight in order to grow. Well, how are you supposed to grow food then? And that's the answer. You're not. You're not supposed to grow food. You're supposed to starve and die. That's what the globalists want. This is, listen carefully, this is a plan. These 11,000 scientists, what they're essentially calling for is a plan to shut down food crops all around the world by starving the plants of carbon dioxide and blocking the sun, shutting down photosynthesis. This, my friends, is a mass starvation agenda to carry out starvation, famine, pestilence, disease, the collapse of human civilization in the name of saving the planet, and they demand you obey them. And they demand that you be censored, maybe even jailed, if you don't agree with their plan to collapse human civilization, because you might be a climate skeptic. Oh, and little Greta Thunderpants says that you shouldn't be allowed to speak on Facebook if you disagree with her, because censorship must now censor all opposing views. So if you believe that humanity should survive, if you think that carbon dioxide is good for plants, because it is the number one nutrient for plants, if you think that photosynthesis is good for our planet, then you are bad and you are evil, say these 11,000 scientists, and you should be deplatformed. You should be shunned. In fact, it's going to get even worse. As Paul Joseph Watson wrote in a story today on Summit.News, in the UK, they are now denying healthcare services to individuals who they say are engaged in hate speech. That's right. If you're a racist or if you don't honor transgenderism, they're going to kick you out of the hospitals under the socialized medical system. They're going to say you don't even deserve to be kept alive anymore. Well, they're going to say the same thing. That's where this is going. They're going to say if you don't go along with the climate engineered collapse of human populations by these climate lunatic scientists, they're going to say, well, you're hateful against the planet, and we don't provide healthcare services to people who are hateful against the climate.
So if you're a climate denier and you show up in an emergency room with a gunshot wound because an illegal alien broke into the country, broke into your house, and shot you and your dog, and you show up in the emergency room and you say, I don't believe your climate change lunacy, they're going to say, you're not welcome here. You go home. You're engaged in hate speech. You don't get emergency health care services. That's where it's going. Don't believe me? It's already begun in the UK. That's where this is going. And there are already lunatics out there, these climate change lunatics who say that you should be jailed if you disagree with them. And we're already living under mass censorship by the tech giants based on what they consider to be hate speech. And what is hate speech to the tech giants? Well, it's anything that they don't like to hear. So if you say, well, transgenderism is not natural, they say, well, that's hate speech and you're deplatformed. And by the way, everyone who is opposed to GMOs should be opposed to transgenderism. You know why? Because I remember a day when the GMO activists used to say, well, we should protect Mother Nature and the seeds and the genetic code of the seeds and the sustainability of the plants and the integrity of the crops. It's Mother Nature and we should protect that, right? Remember that? Those same people now saying, well, let's inundate the children with chemical castration drugs to alter their genetic expression and turn little boys into little girls. These are the same people. I thought you respected Mother Nature when you were fighting against GMOs. No, you weren't. You have no philosophy. You have no integrity. You have no ethics. These people are just so corrupt. They just basically, they hate humanity. They hate life. They hate children being born as a male or a female and living out their life with the appropriate gender that they were born with, you know, consistent with their biology. They hate that. They hate people being informed and aware. They hate people just being alive. Like this science paper says, how dare you exhale carbon dioxide? How dare you have an eco footprint? You don't even deserve the space to live. How dare you just respirate? That's what they seem to be arguing, that you're human, you're bad. You shouldn't exist on their planet, and they're going to get rid of you. And I've spoken about this at length, by the way, and I find it fascinating that for the last couple of years, as we've warned you about this genocide and this depopulation agenda, of course, we've been mocked by the lying fake news media, which said, oh, that's a conspiracy. There's no depopulation agenda. Now, 11,000 scientists, depopulation is necessary, they say, to save the Earth. Wow. Well, where's the apology to Alex Jones, right? Where's the apology to myself, Mike Adams? Because we warned about this. We knew that this was their true agenda. They really are trying to destroy humanity. And they really do think they're saving the planet, some of these people. Guess what? They're not even saving the planet. They're not. They're not. And I've spoken about this in other videos. What they're doing is eliminating humans for another purpose that has something way beyond just globalism, by the way. Maybe I'll talk about that in a future broadcast. But this is about exterminating humanity and eliminating human civilization from this planet without destroying the planet itself. That's what this really is. And climate change is just the excuse. So that's the bombshell from today. There's much more to come. Keep reading InfoWars.com, NaturalNews.com. Owen Schroyer is coming up next with live reports from D.C. on the Roger Stone trial. There's much more coming. This is just a packed news day. Everything is at stake right now. Don't go anywhere. Keep watching as Owen Schroyer takes over here on InfoWars.com. Thanks for listening today. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Talk to you again soon. Take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.